Tzachim per Gud Mishnah Vav. Ad Heichenu Omer. So how much of the Hal would he say? How far in would he go? Bishame Ermim Ad Eim Habanim Smecha. Until Eim Habanim Smecha. The reason that we don't go and complete all Hal is because we want to keep the kids up. And therefore, most of Hal was said later on in the Seder. So at this point, you just say up to Eim Habanim Smecha. Vesil Ermim Ad Chalomish Lamayinu Mayim. Vesil says you go a little bit further because you have to speak about Kriyas Yamsuf because that's where the Iker Yeshua and the Iker Geula happened. So that's why we at least have to say that. Why isn't this sounds like a chumrah that Beis Hillel is being more machmer than Beis Shammai? It should have been listed as one of the cases of Beis Hillel is more machmer. The Teretz is, like the Tisentif says, that even though it seems like a chumrah, legabe this, it's going to end up being a kula, because later you're going to say less according to Beis Hillel. And according to Beis Shammai, you're going to need to say more later, more of the halal. V'chaisim b'geula. And you make a bracha of the Haggadah with geula. The Mishnah doesn't tell us what is that bracha, so now the Tanaim explain. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Asher Golan of Golas of Hussein Mitzrayim. Rabbi Tarfon says that the bracha that you would make was a bracha kitsara. And you would just say, a bracha Asher Golan of Golas of Hussein Mitzrayim v'lo hayachosim, but you would not make a chasima. It was just a bracha kitsara, like a bracha on a mitzvah or a bracha on fruits, like you're eating something. It's just a bracha of hodah. It's one hodah, there's no bakasha, and it's a bracha kitsara. So you wouldn't have a bracha in the beginning and the end. However, Rabbi Kiva Omer Kein Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avosinu Yagenu L'Mo'adim V'Logram Achem Abalim V'Krasinu L'Shalom. Rabbi Kiva said it's not true. In the middle of the bracha, you would put in a bakasha that we would ask Hashem that he should take us to other Yom Tovim V'Shalom Smeichem B'Vinyan Yirach V'Sasim B'Avodesecha V'Neichol Shom Min Hazvachim Min Apsachim or whatever girsa you have. Ad Baruch Ata Hashem Gal Yisrael. And then at the end, you would have a chasima. You would say Baruch Ata Hashem Gal Yisrael. So you'd have two Baruch Ata Hashems in this bracha. It would be a bracha arucha, because you would have the bakasha in between. And we know that a bracha arucha, you have to have a chasima with a Baruch Ata Hashem also. The Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva.